11:30 on Art Focus, Joseph Gallivan looks at the Portland Art Museum's retrospective, Quest for Beauty, the architecture, landscapes, and collections of John Yon.
Caribou Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco on Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Journalist Chris Hedges and award-winning cartoonist Joe Sacco wrote the best-selling book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, together. Their talk includes a discussion about sacrifice zones, areas in America that have been offered up for exploitation in the name of profit, progress, and technological advancement. Again, that's Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco, Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Do we have a smorgasbord for you this morning?
A borgasmord?
Something like that. A large assortment of stuff.
A lot of little sandwiches.
Yes. Bringing you many, many little sandwiches every Tuesday morning. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio program. More importantly, this is KBOO 90.7 FM, your community-supported radio station.
And still more importantly, this is your chance, you out there, to give us money. Not us, but the station, so that we can continue on with the good fight.
That's right. The number to make a contribution to become a member of this station or renew your existing membership, 877-500-5266. And we have a very, very special treat for
Who we got this morning.
Joining us today, the world-renowned consumer advocate and author of Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think, along with a plethora of other titles over his illustrious career, Mr. Ralph Nader. Thank you for joining us this morning, Mr. Nader.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. It's good to hear from you, Ralph.
Well, we appreciate
you. As an Easterner, I've learned to pronounce Oregon the right way.
Yay!
Most Easterners say Oregon. No.
You wouldn't believe how steep a learning curve that is. So many people can't get that one. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're really grateful and honored to have you on this morning. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Breaking Through Power?
Well, Breaking Through Power is a little paperback. I've learned to pay attention to short attention spans. It's 140 pages.
What? Where are we?
It's designed to deal with people who want to be more significant and powerful as citizens in a vibrant democracy. So that's why the subtitle is so important. Breaking Through Power, the subtitle, It's Easier Than We Think. And after I go through a description of how a few control the many in Washington and Wall Street, it's important to know the techniques they use, because then we can know how to reverse course and put the sovereignty back in we the people, the beginning preamble to our Constitution. It's not we the corporation or we the Congress. And then I give a lot of examples of how just ordinary people have done extraordinary things. Mike Jacobson comes out of a university, MIT, He starts a nutritional revolution with the Center for Science and the Public Interest, going after junk food, going after how we're exploiting kids through McDonald's and high fat, salt, and sugar. And he has, over the years, with his great newsletter and testimony and media savvy, Nutrition Action is the newsletter, he's revolutionized the field with 30 people. That's, see what I mean? Easier than we think. Sid Wolf comes in. He's an MD. I help start the health research group, a public citizen. He has, with his colleagues, removed hundreds of useless prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs that were exploiting people's pocketbooks and giving them bad side effects. And now he has a worst pills, best pills media operation where for, you know, something like $17, you can have access to a database 24/7, very accurate, on hundreds of brand name drugs, which ones have least side effects, which ones have bad side effects like gastrointestinal bleeding or nausea. All of them approved by the FDA, but some of them are better than the others. And Ralph Hotchkiss revolutionized wheelchair design. It used to be terribly expensive wheelchairs that broke down. They were nightmares for people with disability, controlled by a giant company in London, England, called the Jennings Corporation. He became a paraplegic in high school with a bike accident, went to Oberlin. We brought him to Washington. He's revolutionized the field. He's an inventor. He doesn't patent anything. He's advised the Veterans Administration. He was a MacArthur Fellow. He became an extraordinary person as well. He goes around as a paraplegic. Listen to this, Abe and Joe. In very difficult third world countries. And he teaches people how to build their own sturdy wheelchairs from local materials. And then they become inventors themselves and teach Ralph Hotchkiss how to further improve this wheelchair. He calls his group Whirlwind Wheelchair.
Well, that's great.
So this book is really the book for the resistance. It's the book for what is filling our town meetings with Republican members of Congress and standing room only. I see it on Capitol Hill all the time. The Republicans are coming back from these town meetings. They're shuddering. They've never seen jammed auditoriums. They've never seen auditoriums full of conservatives and liberals saying, don't you touch our health care. Don't you let our food be contaminated. Don't you let our air and water be poisoned. Don't you dare cancel town meetings because you're afraid to face us, because if you do, we're going to have our own town meetings. So people are buying this Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think, in a five-pack. And I say, why are you buying five-packs? Because we want to sit in our living rooms with our neighbors and friends and start getting things underway. We have far more problems in our country than we deserve, far more solutions that we apply. We keep them on the shelf. That's the democracy gap that we fill as citizens. And it doesn't ever take more than 1% of the people representing public opinion to turn things around, as long as that 1% organizes in every congressional district and focuses on a mere 535 members of Congress who have this enormous power we have given them under our Constitution and have been using it against us on the behalf of a handful of giant corporations who know no boundaries to their greed and lust for power. Drug company prices sky high, fossil fuel companies, global warming, banks and insurance companies gouging us with their fees and penalties and fine print and so on.
So let me ask you this. You published this book last year, is that correct?
Yes.
Obviously before the ascension of our great orange president. In retrospect, how much more applicable, how much more widespread do you think the principles espoused in Breaking Through Power can be applied today?
More than ever. Why? Because, first of all, things weren't all that great before Trump, but Trump is a provocateur. He gets people angry. He gets people upset. He uses bad language. He flies off the handle. And although we don't like that in a president, I think most people don't, it does stir the civic action juices of people. And that's what this book is all about. And when you finish reading this book, you will become a more powerful citizen. You will become a citizen that is not so discouraged, not so depressed by today's political and economic scenarios. And, of course, that's the first step, what I call civic motivation. That's the first step toward action. And throughout American history, it's never been more than 1%, sometimes a fraction of 1%, that started and finished the major social justice movements of our time because they represented majority public opinion. As Abraham Lincoln said, with public sentiment, you can do anything.
So
whether it's the abolition of slavery, exemption for the Civil War, of course, the women's right to vote, the organization of farmers and workers in the late 19th century, all the way through the 20th century, the environmental, consumer movements, labor movements. You look at it carefully, Abe and Joe, and you will never see more than 1% of the people marching, demonstrating, organizing, spending, you know, 300-400 hours a year connected with each other into these movements. And why are they so effective? Because the politicians, the people who have to make the final decisions, whether we're going to get full Medicare for all or higher minimum wage, living wage, those people put their finger to the wind. And when they put their finger to the wind, they see that that tiny proportion of active citizens represent majority opinion, often left-right opinion. Conservatives and liberals, they bleed the same way from pollution and hazardous products and malpractice. They get ripped off the same way in the credit card economy with bank fees and gouging by the insurance companies or denial of health care by the companies. So what we talk about in this book is a left-right coalition on so many issues that almost never get media attention because the media reflects the political system that thrives on divide and rule. Pitting conservatives against liberals where they do disagree, that's how the politicians raise their money. That's where they get their identity politically for their campaigns. We have to say, look, on very important issues, civil liberties, the bloated military budget, cracking down on corporate crime and abuse against consumers and workers, a living wage, full Medicare for all, corporate tax reform, there are huge left-right public opinion support.
Ralph,
I'm an unstoppable political force.
I'm going to need to interrupt you. I agree with everything you're saying, and I want to point out that of that 1%, this radio station is a unique resource within this region. And unfortunately or fortunately, we are at a place in our lives when we have to ask the public, ask ordinary people, people who contribute little money or a lot of money, to make those contributions. This is, in other words, a pledge drive. And I'm really glad you're with us, but I'm going to often interrupt you. I want to warn you of this because it's really important that we get the money that makes it possible for you to be heard on this station.
You're not interrupting me.
Okay.
KU Radio is the first responder to the truth.
Yes.
In Portland, Oregon.
You're right.
Just look at the other commercial radio stations and mostly advertisements, mostly entertainment, music. Nothing wrong with music, but you want the truth unvarnished. You want what's important about reality that affects people's daily lives where they live, work, and raise their family. KBOO Radio. I go back many, many years with KBOO Radio.
It is such a pleasure.
And the only way to be independent and truth seekers is to rely on your contributions.
877-500-5266 is that number to call, by the way. Joanne, what were you going to
yes,
say?
Yes, it is. I just wanted to thank Ralph Nader for that commercial. We appreciate him being on our...
It's not a commercial.
That's my point.
It's a truthful observation.
Yes, that is absolutely my point.
Commercials are trying to sell something for profit.
It's a reality commercial.
And it
you
is
work your heads off on a radio station that truly earns the public trust, because as we all know, the public airways are owned by the people.
877-500-5266 is a number for you to call to invest in this incredible programming. Joe and Abe and Ralph Nader, they've been talking about civic motivation. Let's put that on the table right here, right now. I'm Lisa Loving. I'm here with my longtime colleague, Joanne Hardesty. We have walked through this town, this region, looking at civil rights, active in civil rights. And that is part of when you are tuned into KBOO.FM. That is part of what we do over here. We agitate for social change. We educate people. We are the weapon of mass instruction, as has been said many times. 877-500-5266. We love your bright and shining morning face. Get over here. We're at
20 Southeast 8th Avenue
in Portland. We'll toast you a Winco frozen freezer waffle. We've got some excellent Winco.
A frozen freezer waffle.
It's true. And don't listen to
Joe.
What he talks about. We love the spring membership drive
because it's an opportunity for our members to invest in their community radio station. It's an opportunity for those newly activated people to go, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? The world's coming apart. We're going to become a member of KBOO. That's what you're going to do. Because there's power in our numbers.
Yeah, 877-500-5266. Loads of people come in person to this event, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. People will come in. You may already be a member. Empty your wallet out on the table. A lot of the people who come in walk around the station and end up becoming volunteers because so freaked by what they see. We are the grassrootiest. There's no question about that. No one's disputing that.
You know, I love that Ralph Nader is talking about a left-right coalition. I think that that is the most brilliant thing I've heard in quite some time. I continue to tell people that the far left and the far right have much more in common than they know. And it's the powers that be that try to keep them separated. Because if they got in the same room together, they would find out they've got much more in common. So the number to call to be part of this revolution is 877-500-5266. Or you could go online at kboo.fm and become a member that way. We love Spring Membership Drive because it's our opportunity to connect to you. We're going to go back to Joe, Abe, and Ralph Nader. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Pledge Central. This is the Spring Membership Drive on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial, Portland's only community-supported radio station. We are joined today by the longtime consumer advocate, Ralph Nader, the author of Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think.
And Ralph, I'm really glad you're with us. I just want to mention a couple of things that are really, right now, extremely important to deal with the Trump insanity. Trump essentially has declared war on Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. He's declaring war on all the national monuments. He wants to privatize them, put them in the hands of the states for opportunistic reasons, have oil drilling and so on. This is real stuff. And even in Oregon, the Cascade Siskiyou Monument is under attack. This is stuff that you, every one of you out here, within the sound of my voice, realize is wonderful resources for play, for pleasure, and for the health of the world. And Ralph, I think you've addressed this problem quite a bit, and I wonder if you have a comment on it.
Yes. Well, first of all, Trump and his privateers are going to come up against 85% of the American people who oppose changing the status of these wilderness areas, the so-called under the Monuments Act of many, many years ago. No president has ever reversed a prior president's decision to take thousands or millions of acres into future generation trusteeships known as these wilderness areas. So 85% of the American people. Secondly, on January 19th of this year, in the Washington Post, there was a full-page ad by 100 corporations, mostly outdoor equipment and clothing corporations and touring corporations, who basically had one message to Trump: lay off the public lands. Do not mess with our public lands. And that involved companies like REI, the huge co-op, 4 million members. They have a presence in Portland, at Timberland, L.L. Bean, Patagonia, you know, substantial companies, along with smaller companies, signed this ad. And I hope they will put a couple defenders of the public land watchdogs to go up on, in the Senate and the House later this year when the privateers start swinging into their dismal reaction. Thirdly, we need to invest in the national parks and the national forests. The national parks are full of deferred maintenance. They need repairs. I think the latest figure is about $12 billion. For all the national parks, there's over 100 of them, Yosemite, Yellowstone, $12 billion is less than the cost of one superfluous aircraft carrier. We have 13. The next leading country challenging us has two. That's Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's amazing. You know, it's really important. The reason why I'm bringing this up is I think that people need to realize that this station is the pioneer, not the unique party, but the pioneer in these kinds of struggles. And it's very important. We have to spend time every year coming. We come to you three or four times a year to beg for money. You know why? Because we are not going to get corporate sponsorship, and we don't want it. We want you, every one of you out within the sound of our voices, to realize the value of people like Ralph, to realize the value of this station. And I'm going to say the number again because it's very important. If you've never given, my goodness, get on the ball. If you give, give more. This is a crisis of unprecedented hugeness. This is real stuff. This is a real turn, I believe, a real turn toward fascism, and we need to oppose it. 877-500-5266. Ralph, go ahead.
Also, I must say, I had a I had a book signing at Powell's last year. And so I have met probably some of the people who are listening to this program on KBOO Radio right now. And they were very enthusiastic about this book, Breaking Through Power, It's Easier Than We Think. Are you offering it as a premium like some other community radio stations are for people who give a certain amount?
Or absolutely. Look, we got so much stuff to give people as generous gifts in response to their support of the station. I'm not going to make a big list of it, but believe me, when you talk to the people on the telephone, which you should do, you will discover the variety of absolutely valuable, incredible T-shirts and other things.
You know, one thing, Abe and Joe, I want to say to people in the Portland area, back east, we often notice that Portland is the first in progressive decisions and practices. Not always, and Oregon's tax referendums have been nothing to brag about, as you know.
No.
But why is Portland ahead so often over the years? Because there's more civic engagement. Because you have public interest law firms like the Kafuri Law Firm that challenges police misconduct and government abuse and corporate abuse. Because you have people who care about bike lanes and care about the surrounding environment, and they turn out and they show up, and that's the reason. When you see a metropolitan area that has broken new ground that other cities should emulate, you usually trace it back to a handful of active, committed citizens who understand that family and community are inextricably related. And my mother used to be a community advocate, and the people would say to her, you know, Mrs. Nader, you're raising four children. Don't you have your hands full? Why are you spending so much time on the community? And she said, you think there's a difference?
So true.
Good on your mom.
I want to let people know that right now we have a very special premium available for you. If you call up and become a member of KBOO at the $75 level, we will give you a copy of Ralph Nader's book, Breaking Through Power. That is yours for a $75 contribution.
Such a deal.
So if you like what you're hearing right now, and if you like what you hear coming out of your speakers every single day of the year, now is your opportunity. 877-500-5266.
What's that number again?
877-500-5266. Ralph, I want to follow on what you were just talking about, the level of community engagement here in Portland. And I think a lot of us who love this city, that's one of the many, many reasons, in addition to the beer, of course, that we do love this city. So I want to ask you, how might other communities emulate what's been going on here in Portland?
Well, I always thought that people in Portland should put out a report on the areas that Portland was first in advancing, sort of like a checklist. And so people around the country can say, well, you know, in Kansas City or Atlanta or Boston, let's see what Portland has been first in achieving. Well, if they can do it in Portland, why can't they do it in other cities? Answer, not enough small number of people being active. So we can learn from Portland, just like Portland can learn from other cities that happen to be first in improving the quality of life of the people there.
Yeah, you know, I think this is really an important point that you're making, Ralph. You and I might argue about whether it's possible to have a right-left coalition, but there's no argument about the crises we face as a nation, and there's no argument about the fact there is, unfortunately, a ruling class with great power, and it must be met with the power of the people. And that's really a key to creating a strong and vibrant democracy, especially when we're under such pressure at this time.
You know what KBOO Radio can do? Because it's not, you know, it's not a secret. You put out a little report, basically, where Portland was first. We put out a book once years ago called Canada First, where Canada was first in so many things, like Children's Museum, like Medicare for All, like credit unions, and you know, like the first radio daily radio station, believe it or not, was in Canada.
Really?
And you could put out a little report, Portland's First, and spread it all over the internet, all over the country. And that will bring long-recognized attention to what a community radio station can really contribute to the community. You're not going to get a commercial radio station doing that. They're too busy selling ads and playing music and, you know, rapid-fire stuff where you can hardly understand them. They talk so fast.
Now, I think that's really, really an important point. I'm going to make, again, another pitch to people out there to remind them the reason why this station can exist is because of the support of people just like you. And the way that works, unfortunately, is through money power. And we have to ask you again and again. We have to ask again and again, will you make a contribution? Will you enlarge your contribution? Will you increase the power, the reach of KBOO? Remember, 877-500-5266.
Yes. In fact, we have Ralph Nader's book, Breaking Through Power, for a small donation of $75, which really works out to $6.25 a month. There's not much you can get for $6.25
a month. That's like one big energy drink.
That's like a half of a fancy coffee, right? It's like that. That is a good deal. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Membership is power. Membership means that you're part of creating a better society. When you become a member of KBOO, you've invested in making sure that your community gets the best information that they can then act on, right? We are not the kind of station that you just kind of kick back when you get information. We're the kind of station that gives you information that empowers you to go out and take action. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. We only have five of these books, so you might want to be first, because when they're gone, they're gone. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, my name is Lisa Loving. I'm here with Joanne Hardesty, and I'm going to be harsh right now.
Harsh!
We've not had one single call, not one single call for this show.
Well, that's because people are so focused on listening to Ralph Nader. Now they're calling.
And that's my mom, so I'm not sure if that counts. 877-500-5266. We've got Ralph Nader's book, Breaking Through Power. You get a copy of that for a $75 annual pledge. That's only $6.25 a month. But I'm just going to push you. I'm going to push you. I'm saying that you should call 877-500-5266 and make a $20 pledge. Get that book and make a $20 pledge. I'm putting that out. I mean, I know you're listening right now. If you're listening right now, the chances are you may already be a member. We love you. Consider coming by and just emptying out your wallet on the table. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. You can also contribute online, kboo.fm. But look, y'all, if you don't do it, who do you think is going to do it?
Right.
Look, I joke about my mom. Mm. She can't carry you around on her back, okay? We need you to call. You, 877 500 5266. My mom's name is Betty. She lives in a trailer park in the middle of California. She used to be pretty conservative too, but then I started to be a KBOO volunteer. Okay? Mm. So I brought all that home. I brought it home to my mom, 877-500-5266. She used to eat Wonder Bread.
Right.
Now she eats wheat bread.
All right.
Okay?
So even if your 85-year-old mom can change, truly, our listeners who haven't gone to the phone yet can change as well.
And when you do go to the phone, when you call 877-500-5266, your investment in this radio station, your focus on these issues of civic engagement, they have a ripple effect.
Yes.
You get Ralph Nader's book, Breaking Through Power, for a $75 annual pledge. It's only $6.25 a month. You're going to read that. You're going to give it to the neighbor kid. The neighbor kid who's really interesting and he cares a lot, and then he's going to share that with his conservative social studies teacher, and that's how it works. You hear this message and you carry it forward.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I'm
877-500-5266. I actually think we need to get Ray back in the other room and make the dudes' voices come out so that we can answer the phones out here. But come in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, 877-500-5266. Back to you guys and Ralph.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, we're gonna go Ralph in a second, but I want to remember an event in my childhood. That's Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread, you could take a slice of it and you could roll it up and take the filth off your hands and it would turn into a little black ball. I think that was about the most useful thing.
Better Wonder living through modern chemistry.
Yeah, really. Right. Yeah. Hey, Ralph, let's get back to you. Let's get the serious stuff. Whoa. Let's get to the serious stuff. Hey, Ralph, I am really interested in your new work, and I'm really glad to hear you because you remind us that there is no end to the struggle and there is no good that cannot be done by everybody working together.
Oh, it seems like we've lost him. Well, hopefully we'll get him back.
I hope so.
But in the meantime.
In the meantime, get
back
some
to
money.
The business at hand. Yes. 877-500-5266. You just heard no less than Ralph Nader discussing the many reasons why it's important to support organizations like KBOO. Why this radio station is such a part of the fabric of this community and why it's such a part, why it's such a lever for the sort of social and political change that we need to bring into being in this country.
Yeah, and why Wonder Bread is so marvelous for making a little black ball that you can roll around and
it's so awesome.
Just
so
really disgusting. Okay.
877-500-5266. Well, I hope we get him back. We have so much more I want to ask him.
Yeah, no, really. I hope we do too. And meanwhile, you out there have the opportunity, because Ralph's not quite with us and you don't want to hear about my discussions of the wonders of Wonder Bread, you can now make a contribution on the phone, and you should be doing that right now. And if you're thinking of giving, $5 a month, well, think about 10. If you're thinking about 10, think about 20. There's no reason not to contribute. And there's every reason in the world to give money to support this station, which has always been a leader in the struggle for the environment, in the struggle for justice, in the struggle for equity among all peoples. And this is real. We are it. And unfortunately, there ain't a lot of competition. So now, right now, put your energy, put your mind, put your thinking, put your dedication to work and make a large contribution, as much as you can afford and a little more maybe, to KBOO at 877-500-5266. It's really important, and it won't go away, and it won't happen without your support.
Here's a bunch of reasons why you should become a member of KBOO, and they're all coming up this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes, coming up this morning on KBOO at 9, Alternative Radio, the history of politics of Saudi Arabia are broken down by scholar Madawi al-Rashid.
Oh, a good person.
Yes. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features Dennis Bernstein on issues of the day. At 11, on stage and studio, D.May Roberts welcomes Grimm star Reggie Lee, who's returning to the stage as Sancho Panza in The Man of La Mancha.
The dream, the impossible dream. Stop me before I have to...
Oh, God. At 11:30 on Art Focus, Joseph Galivan looks at the Portland Art Museum's retrospective Quest for Beauty, the architecture, landscapes, and collections of John Yeon. All this and more coming up today on KBOO, your community-supported radio station. Why is it community-supported?
Why?
Because you, our listeners, support us with your contributions and make it possible for us to bring you the kinds of programming that I just described.
Hey, and I got to tell you, Ralph had to go to another appointment. He's a kind of a busy guy.
It happens.
And that is no reason for you not. In fact, it's every reason for you now to make a call and fulfill your commitment to the community.
Yeah, you had some environmental issues you wanted to bring up.
Well, time, right? I do. I have a lot of environmental issues. And I think this is a crisis, really. The fact of the matter is, three lawsuits and a Trump review of the national monuments is happening. The Cascade Siskiyou Monument is under attack. It's really important. It's really important for you to make your voice heard on this one. But there's a lot of these things. There's a nice editorial in the editorial article in the Los Angeles Times about these attacks. Part of the strategy of the new right-wing neo-fascist movement is to take all public lands, particularly federal public lands, turn them over to the states where they can then be turned over to private corporations and we can dig out the oil and so forth and so on. And all of that is happening in the face of the fact that what we need to do is deal with the warming of the climate, and the best way to do that is to have renewable resources, the power of the sun, the power of the wind, things like that. And that's not going to happen without the enormous pressure of people just like you. And we at KBOO are proud to be focusing our energy on this kind of an issue. You're not going to get it somewhere else. You're not going to be able to trust somebody else. You have to do it yourself, and you have to do it through this agency.
All right. This also is a talk radio program.
It
in
is.
In addition to a
it
fundraising
is.
Show. The number to call to take part in our conversation today, 503-231-8187. We've got Mike on the line. Mike, good morning.
Hi, Abe.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm a KBOO member, a longtime KBOO member.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you both. And what I do when I can, I try to, once a year, I just up my membership by $1.
Every dollar counts.
Hey, that's cool.
I mean, honestly, it's been harder than I thought to keep up with that. But I definitely, KBOO is that important to me, and so I think that's one thing that everyone can do. So just wanted to say, I mean, it's a one of a kind radio station, and I mean, from what I know, just from where I've been, I can't think of another FM station that's better. You tune in and sometimes it's just the best. It's just, you know, changes your whole mindset.
All right. And, I really want to thank you for that,
music.
Man.
So, and the other thing I wanted to say, of course, is Ralph Nader. I mean, Ralph Nader is calling on a Tuesday morning, and I mean, I voted for Ralph at least once, I think twice, I was driving my daughter to work, to school, and Ralph Nader comes on the air, I said to my daughter, this man, among the other things, he gave us seatbelts.
Really?
He's the reason that we have seatbelts, you know.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's really important. There's criticism of Ralph's politics sometimes, but we always have to remember that progressive efforts have had a strong effect, and that Ralph Nader has been a leader in those struggles in the practical world of consumer goods. It's really also important to realize that the reason why this all happens is because people like you and people all over the region are willing to listen and act in the interest of the community and in the interest of the environment. So let's again remind people they need to call 877-500-5266. I'm going to repeat that number because sometimes I talk too fast. 877 877-500-5266. Make a call. Make it happen. Make the station survive. Make it thrive and make the community stronger.
Mike, I want to thank you for the call. I also thank you for your really, your yeoman's effort to increase your contribution every year as you get older.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to when you turn 95, man. That's going to be awesome for this station.
Yes.
877-500-5266 is the number to call to become a member of KBOO and keep the melodious sounds. Mellifluous tones of our voices coming out of your speakers. Joe,
what?
Let's go back to the environmental issues you were touching on just a while
yes,
ago.
Yes, I think it's very important, and I'm glad we have an opportunity to do that. You know, President Obama designated a lot of perfectly lawful, I want to be clear about this, ever since the time of Teddy Roosevelt, there has been this process where the president, where the administration, can set aside monuments. That was how the Grand Canyon became a national park. That is how the first park, which was Yosemite.
The Teddy Roosevelt administration.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah. What did I say? I said Franklin. Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Age is destroying me. Okay. But the point is, one of the most big battles was in 43, when there was tugs of war over these issues. This is a long-term fight. The Trump administration has grabbed every progressive effort, healthcare, environmental issues, you name it, and has twisted it and turned it and used the anger of working people who've been cut out of the action and used that to distort reality and to create an environment of hate and anger and racism and all of the bad things that we have always fought against. And now this is being turned against the environment itself. And in this guy, Trump, is the figurehead, and I have to say the kind of dumbass figurehead that we are now facing in our politics. We must counter him. We must counter the environment that they have created. We must deal with the Congress that is insane. We have to make the fight happen. And I gotta say this. Stations like this, and there are not a lot of them, are important spearheads in that fight. And you are the leader. You are the edge of that spear, whatever.
The edge of the sphere.
Edge of
That's
the sphere.
Right.
Did you see the picture of Trump and the Arab leaders holding the orb?
Yes. Like a bunch of wizards, ooh, evil priests,
yeah,
or something.
Really, don't let them get away with that stuff. Make your contribution. Make the station strong. Make us reach out and ever fight for the most environmentally sound policies. And I'll be listing a bunch more of them. But right now, I want to say, at the moment, need to make a contribution. If you haven't, it's way time. If you have, it's time to increase it. 877-500-5266. And I promise never to talk about Wonder Bread balls.
Well, God, let's hope not.
Yeah, really.
If I could pause just a moment to make sort of a larger picture point here. There's been a lot of despair in the left progressive community over the last several years, as we felt like things are slipping through our fingers, like we're missing out on opportunities, missing out on our last great chance to undo the effects of global warming, for example, missing out on our last great chance to once again put the hands of the working class onto the levers of government in this country, feeling like the power of the wealthy elites is finally calcifying in such a way as to make our resistance futile, feeling like we're running out of opportunities. And with the election of Donald Trump, I think those feelings were intensified. But I think it's not that way. I think right now, as bleak as things seem, is providing us an opportunity unlike any we've seen in a long time in this country.
Well, it certainly clarifies things.
It certainly clarifies things. And a lot of people who for many years were willing to, for example, vote the party line with either one of the two major corporate-friendly parties are rethinking that. And they're demanding more out of their representatives, even those who are members of the two major corporate-friendly parties. This is an opportunity for change. This is an opportunity to empower yourselves as citizens, as environmentalists, as champions of equality for people of different genders, people of different ethnicities, people of different racial extractions. This is an opportunity. And a vehicle like KBOO isn't there in every community. It isn't there for everyone. We are so fortunate to have this radio station in our town. And that's why you need to pick up the phone.
Yeah, and really, we don't exist in a vacuum. We exist with you. We are a team fighting and struggling for justice and for a healthy environment. And you need to make that possible. There's not a lot of choices on the radio, but this is a crucial one. 877-500-5266. This is an opportunity for you to give even more money to the cause, because this reaches out to ever more people.
Let's go to Christopher. Good morning. What's on your
mind? Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, I've got an excellent reason to donate to KBOO. So you guys out there listening, give them a call and donate. The Smith-Mundt Act in 1940-something was designed never to use propaganda against the American people after, you know, observing Goebbels and his little crew there. Mm-hmm. It was rescinded in 2014. And you guys are one of the only services that aren't part of the corporate propaganda machine, and I thank you. Have a great day.
Well, thanks very much, and it's a really good point. You know, it's annoying. I acknowledge it. It's annoying to have people begging you out there for money. But would you prefer it if General Motors, if Chrysler, a Fiat, if General Mills were the sponsors of KBOO? You would not, because this is important and because it goes direct to the bone of what is the struggles are the struggles of the United States people at this time. You need to put your money where your mind is. 877-500-5266.
I mean, you like stuff it in your ears?
What?
Never mind.
No, don't go there. It's as bad as the Wonder Bread ball.
Edith is next. Edith, good morning.
Good morning. Another reason for giving our wonderful gratitude and investment in KBOO is that through having it strong and active and with great programming, so that we're paying attention, so that it, one, can exist, and two, we're paying attention to, and three, it has a greater reach to folks, is that we get immediate news to find out about something. You need to rush the help. You want people on KBOO to be able to listen when you need help, and you want everyone to hurry up and show up to provide your safety protection, assistance finding your lost kid, kidnapped kid, or protecting you from eviction. And so here's an example of something that I can get the word out to folks right now, so that you can show up at 5 o'clock today for an hour and 3/4 to stand in solidarity with those who are at the bottom of the heap, so that we aren't the next ones who are also knocked out. This is 5 o'clock at, it is the March for Immigrants' Rights and Respect in East Multnomah County, 5 o'clock to 6:45 at St. Ada's Episcopalian Church. It is at 17405 Northeast Gleason, and this is what it says. We will demand an immediate halt to ICE arrests and operations in East Multnomah County. Two, that we demand that city and county officials create a legal defense fund to provide ICE detainees with adequate representation in immigration court. And three, we demand that Bryce Anderson's resignation from the David Douglas School Board for his hostile comments he's made towards immigrants and for voting against a sanctuary resolution in a previous board meeting. This demonstration will mark the official launch of Pueblo Unido, a grassroots movement that emerged in response to the needs and concerns of a Latino community in East Portland and Gresham. We will protest to stand in solidarity with the families affected by the governmental crackdown on immigrants and to send a direct message that ICE is a non grata agency in East Multnomah County. I also want us to be aware that whatever is done to the least of us is going to be done to the rest of us. So we must stand in solidarity. And this is, as Ralph Nader just said, this is our antidote to despair and depression. This is what energizes us with the joy and the inner peace that we have integrity to our values. We're standing up to solidarity. So send in your money to KBOO and get out at 5 o'clock to the Immigrant Rights and Respect Thank you.
Thank
right
you very
on.
Much.
That's well, what I'm talking
and
about.
That, and that is just exactly an example of why it is so important to make this station strong, to give it the money that it needs, and to, of course, call 877-500-5266.
That is absolutely true, and I want to thank some of our online new members. Joan from Southeast Portland, Jose from Tigard, Jay from Portland,
all right.
Jen and Rick from Northeast, and Angela from Northeast Portland. So Portland's represented today, but what about the rest of you? I know you're listening in LeGrand. I know you're listening in Pendleton. I know you're listening in Spokane, Washington. Why not go to the phone and call 877-500-5266 and join your fellow community members who understand the power of collective action. This is you being an activist, picking up the phone and calling 877-500-5266. I want to speak to those folks that woke up after election. We're not mad at you that you woke up the day after election and realized that we've got problems in this country. We're not mad that you were on the sideline and you went home after Obama got elected and would have gone home if Hillary had gotten elected. But what we are concerned about is where you invest your time, your money, and your energy, right? Don't spend a lot of time creating new organizations. Support institutions like KBOO that's been around, that's tested, that's true, that's committed long-term. That's what we need from you. We need you to go to your phone, become a member, join the revolution, 877-500-5266. If not now, when? And if not you, who?
Hey, and we are giving away copies of Ralph's book. It's for a $6.50 monthly contribution. It's only $75 for the whole year. And I personally took a call from someone who, and our wonderful supervisor is collating all the people that called in the last break, but I personally took a call from someone who is out of work right now.
Ah.
And she basically pitched, she basically committed $8 a month.
Nice.
So that she could get
wow.
the Ralph Nader
Whoa,
book.
Nice.
And I know that there are people out there who feel like it's too hard to be asking for money during a Trump administration, and yet we know that sometimes it's the people who have the least that are willing to invest it in the
That's
things
right.
that really matter. 877-500-5266. I'm in a rush because we actually got a super cool person who came in person
hey.
To 20 Southeast 8th, and I'm going to stick a freezer waffle in the toaster for that guy.
not a freezer
he's
waffle.
Pushing back
no,
on
no,
the,
no.
He's pushing back on the corn syrup, which is cool.
Right.
It's cool. But I'm saying, come in person. We love to see you. That's we're real people.
Right.
I'm a volunteer. Joanne's a volunteer. Everybody
yes.
in this back room is a volunteer.
Wait, you mean I'm not being paid?
No.
No, right
now. You are awesome. Off the payroll, dog. 877-500-5266. Invest in this programming. It matters. It matters a lot. And,
yes, it does.
You've even heard Ralph Nader. Ralph, a very dangerous guy. I'm just putting this out. Ralph Nader, he does what he does, and he doesn't care whose political party says it's okay.
Mm.
And that's actually kind of a hallmark of the values that we have at KBOO Community Radio. We know what matters, and maybe if somebody's out there with big, pom-poms for Democrats, woo, Republicans, woo, whatever. We keep our eyes focused on human rights.
That's right.
Everyday people, making sure our communities are strong. And you will hear criticisms of the dominant paradigm coming out of this radio station. It doesn't matter who's president. Fact, 877-500-5266. We're asking for $20 a month because we've got tickets to Chris Hedges' Stop Fascism lecture here. It's Friday, May 26th. He's going to be Chris Hedges speaking about resistance growing tyranny nationwide, what you can do about it. Or for that $20 a month pledge, you could instead get tickets to Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco having a conversation, an exclusive event. Two legends explore the current state of revolt. But you have to call 877-500-5266 and invest in this radio station to get a piece of that. Join online, kboo.fm, or come in person to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Joanne?
I just love the fact that we've got a new member waiting for his waffle here. I think that is just so cool.
No more waffling.
No more waffling.
Yeah.
He says.
Yeah.
No
Again, the station is 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. So if you want to come and see us in action, we welcome you to do that. But on a serious note, in times of crises in our world, we turn to KBOO. And we turn to KBOO because we know that we're going to bring information directly from the front line. You know that you can depend on the information you get from us. So why not invest in your community radio station? Why not make sure that it's strong, that it's able to be on the air, that it's able to continue to bring you the best music, the best news programming, the best drive time shows? But we can only do that if you call 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm and become a member now.
Hey, I'm just going to come out and say, my name's Lisa. If you come in person within the next 20 minutes to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, I'll have a toaster waffle with you. I'm going to dig into some toaster waffle. Stop waffling, as our new friend said. Come on, make a contribution. 877-500-5266. We're real people. This is real talk, and we're really making things better to the degree that we can with your help. KBOO.FM. Wow, there's
and
a long
And we got
list
a
of
lot of
things.
Thank yous. Want to thank long Kathleen list. For renewing. From Northeast Portland. Want to thank Sam from Southeast Yay. For renewing. He came in person. Want to thank Charlene from Southwest for
Thanks,
renewing.
All right.
Jim from Forest Grove, he renewed. Mr. Barnett from Northeast renewed. Robert Southeast renewed. Kathleen from Southwest renewed. Sam from North Portland is a new member. Yay! Love those new members. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who took the time to call 877-500-5266 or that went online to kboo.fm and decided to invest their resources in their community radio station.
Yeah, and again, we're going to go back to the show so our friends can close out. But I'm Lisa Loving. You come here before 9:15 and I'll make you a toaster waffle and I'll sit next to you and eat the toaster waffle too. Let's just have toaster waffle breakfast, okay? You have to come to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. And there are still people giving us a call, 877-500-5266. Come back and visit Portland sometime, Ralph. Back to you guys.
Oh, yeah, and I want to promise you, if you contribute $200 before the end of this show, that's a lot of money, I know, for many of you, I will personally buy a loaf of Wonder Bread, and I will personally roll a Wonder Bread ball.
Yeah, I think I'd rather eat a waffle with Lisa.
Well,
honestly.
Okay, I can understand that. She's far more intelligent, far more charming. And besides which, who wants a Wonder Bread ball?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
Somebody out there.
How did it come up? Who brought it up?
Who will pay for that privilege? I don't know.
877-500-5266. We do this asking for money. We try to make it fun. We try to make it powerful. We try to make it useful. We try to get good guests. But we know full well that this is a serious business. These are serious times. This station is part of the leadership in the struggle for justice in America, and you don't want to miss out. 877-500-5266.
I just have to take a moment to relate what just happened here in the studio. This is the kind of exciting life we live during membership drives.
What happened? What happened?
Our gentleman opened the door to the studio. He stepped through the doorway and he brandished a waffle.
Not a waffle!
He brandished it at us as if he were conducting some sort of breakfast food exorcism. And he held it aloft and he shook it. And he said, "Waffle!" That's KBOO, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're not waffling. We're clear. We know. I can't help it. We know that you want to give as much money as you can possibly afford and possibly a little bit more to KBOO to keep it alive, to keep the struggles going, to fight for the environment, to fight for justice. 877-500-5266.
And we should mention, since we haven't thus far, that you can also make a pledge on the internet at kboo.fm. There's a big old button that says donate. You can't miss it. You click on it. You follow the instructions. It's fast. It's easy. It's discreet. Do it.
I like the discreet part.
Well, yeah, you know, you might be at work. You might be working for the man.
You
might be clocking. You might be on the clock. You might be punching in and out, helping to pad the corporate bottom line. Maybe the act of making a contribution on KBOO on your computer at work is a subversive one, and you need to do it discreetly.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I encourage you.
877-500-5266 is the ordinary telephone number. And you, right now, should make a if you haven't done it, you make a contribution. If you have done it, you up your contribution. It's a good thing to do. It's an important thing to do. And in the face of oncoming, onrushing, ugly fascism, you want to do it as much as you can do it and as many dollars as you can afford to give.
And I also should add this. You may live the rest of your life and never have the opportunity again to have a toaster waffle with Lisa Loving.
And she's a wonderful person, and she knows how to use a toaster.
She does. And, you know, she's near the top of the list of all the people in the world that I would love to have a toaster waffle with.
Really?
And I might just have one after
this
show.
That's quite a confession.
It's true. She's okay. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know. I like her a lot. 877-500-5266.
That is the number to call. This is KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. This has been the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Program. We are, as ever, so grateful for your contributions to this program. Not just your membership contributions, but your ongoing contributions to the discourse that we try to promote here.
Yes, 877-500-5266. Do it now, and you'll feel a lot better for the rest of maybe your life.
It's coming through a hole in the air. Nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the...
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. The second annual Vanport Mosaic Festival will offer an exploration of the history and legacy of Vanport through a series of films and plays, lectures and conversations, and guided tours. Audiences will be invited to reflect upon the journeys of those who lived and died in the city of Vanport. As part of the festival, there will be screenings of a selection of Vanport oral histories. Again, that's the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th, at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and it's our membership drive. Hope you all are taking part in that and doing what you can to help our great radio station. Coming up on KBOO this morning at 10 is Chris Andre, hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints, Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on stage and studio, D. May Roberts welcomes Grimm star Reggie Lee.